trust them to pick the right sushi bar or to find a brunch spot with a fireplace? Would you pick your doctor from a Zagat guide? WellPoint Health Insurance is teaming with a Zagat survey to let patients rate their doctors, just like diners now rate restaurants. We'd love to hear from any doctors who are listening about how you'd feel about patient evaluations. Do you think it's fair? Do you welcome it? Or do you think patients don't necessarily know what's good for them? Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Now, I tend to be a big user of Zagat. I also frequently go to Yelp.com, particularly when I'm traveling in another area. And I find that when it comes to food, the wisdom of the crowd generally works. When you have a few people rating a place or 100 people rating a place, you usually get a sense of whether it's good, bad, worth going to. But I'm wondering whether this is something that could work for medical professionals. Would you trust a sort of consumer-rated medical guide? Maybe things that we like aren't necessarily what's good for us. We might like a doctor who's friendly, but maybe a friendly doctor is not so thorough or not so highly rated by his peers. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Now, when another insurance company planned to rate doctors, hackles, including those of were raised over whether it was just a way to steer patients to lower-cost doctors. In this case, the doctors are to be rated on a 30-point scale, that's in the Zagat survey, taking into consideration trust, communication, availability, and office environment. In this age of insurance confusion, should doctors be rated on how well they handle paperwork? What do you think? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Let's take some calls. Robert from Queens. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi. Just wanted to, obviously, I guess this is just a hypothetical Zagat doing this. I just want to say I don't see why it wouldn't be useful, though I'd much rather actually read evaluations in people's own words than just have cumulative ratings, though better than nothing.
Zagat does that, right? I mean, they have, like, you know, fantastically romantic, a bargain. You know, they do take these little quotes, right?
A doctor. The only other point, though, I did want to make is I would welcome it in part because, as far as I know, Zagat obviously doesn't say who's submitting it. But for it to work, it has to allow for anonymity. Angie's List now says they rate doctors, but you have to say who you are, and they will follow up with the doctor and say, this patient said such and such. Under such circumstances, most people will not post negative information. I mean, not to make public policy from pop culture, but you know that Seinfeld episode where I think whatever some dentist or doctor didn't like about Elaine so gets circulated to everybody else. I'm not sure that's totally fiction, and I think unless you can post anonymously about something like that, it's useless. And that's my experience with looking for information on Angie's List about doctors. Now, positive information is certainly useful as well.
Well, you know, I do have to say that when it comes to the World Wide Web, people generally aren't shy about expressing negative opinions, or maybe they're less shy, more shy when they have to put their names. But, you know, in the Zagat model, you fill out a survey, and you are anonymous. So, you know, you wouldn't really be discouraged from saying negative things. The question is, you know, I mean, food is one thing. Sushi is one thing. Soup, you know, who has the best onion soup? But, you know, who's the best person to treat you for your glaucoma is, you know, a different kind of a question.
I think if you hear from enough people, you'll be able to at least make a tentative, probable judgment. Obviously, no one person's experience should be regarded as decisive, but that's the value, maybe, of opening it up to many people and allowing it to be anonymous. I think the truth's going to out. The model for me is the original rating system that I know of was on college campuses where you'd evaluate professors. And on balance, those ratings turned out to be pretty valid. If one person had a beef,
that's a bit of a controversial tangent. So before you go there, I will invite people to maybe continue that discussion at WNYC.org.
Okay.
Click on the Brian Lehrer page. Thanks for your call, Robert. Let's go now to Stephen from New City, New York. Hi, Stephen. You're on WNYC.
Hi, how are you? I'm a physician, and I think that there is some usefulness to a survey like this, but it also has severe limitations. Most patients perceive physicians as good or bad basically based on their bedside manner, on how much time the physician spends with the patient, and not really on how good they are as a practitioner of medicine in their field. So one has to understand when, if you're looking at a survey, that really what you're evaluating is the physician's bedside manner, how their office runs, and not really what type of doctor they are, whether they are a, quote, good or bad doctor.
Stay on the line, Steve, because we have another caller, also a doctor, Umesh, who I think has a different view. Umesh?
Yeah, well, I really think that this is the way people are going to judge us. I'm a physician as well. And I think that if you're not prepared for that, there is going to be a problem. It's pretty well known that professionalism and competence are pretty closely correlated. So that if you go to a doctor who is professional, courteous, has a good bedside manner, there's a pretty good likelihood that you're going to get a good doctor. And the vice versa applies, obviously. There are going to be exceptions to this rule. And obviously, you know, you're not going to be able to always find out what is the most important characteristic in a physician that one is looking for. There are many characteristics. And I think the patients are going to do better if they go to people they like, they trust. By and large, you know, the licensing and regulatory authorities will take care of how good their practice of medicine is.
All right, Umesh, stay on the line. We lost Stephen, but Norman from Manhattan, I believe, has an opposing view.
Well, there actually are studies in the peer-reviewed literature of this where they had doctors had patients evaluate their doctors, and then they had other doctors review their charts and treatment. And it turned out that Stephen is right. Umesh is wrong. In the
Hello? Did we lose Norman? Okay, Norman. Hi, Norman. Norman, sorry.
Yes.
You were saying.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. Sorry, Norman.
There was no relationship between the patient's evaluations and the quality of the doctors. And this, the one study was published in, it's either the Archives of Internal Medicine or the Annals of Internal Medicine. I can never get them straight. But there are published studies. And the extreme case is there was a doctor in England who killed many of his patients, who murdered his patients deliberately, and he was convicted. And when they tried to figure out what was going on, how a doctor could kill 30, 40 patients without anybody getting suspicious, it turned out he had an excellent patient manner.
And all right, hang on, let's because we don't have that much time. Umesh, you want to respond to that?
Well, you know, you're always going to find anecdotes such as this. And, you know, here we are talking not about, you know, how doctors rate other doctors, but what the outcomes are in the end, if that's what you want to look at. And I usually find that if patients trust you, their outcomes are better.
All right. Thank you for we need to go on to some other callers, but thank you, Umesh. Thank you, Norman. Let's go to Jesse from Manhattan. Hi, Jesse. You're on WNYC.
Hi. How's it going? I just have an issue with the whole idea just based on, especially for psychotherapists, psychiatrists. I mean, think about all the negative things patients have to say in that field. And also when it comes to the idea of malpractice, there's all sorts of malpractice issues that doctors face all the time. And I just feel like a guide like this is just so subjective. I think it's ridiculous.
All right. Thank you, Jesse, for your call. You know, I do know when I want a doctor, I tend to go around and ask people, well, who do you like? And that does tend to be my entry point, is who they like. So it may be that some of us are already informally doing this. Anyway, a couple comments, one from our Facebook page. They only want a guide from Zagat's to doctors if they offer a companion guide that ranks the best prescription medication to pair with each four-star doctor. Also one from the website. I know ratings aren't perfect, but they'd be very helpful in conveying whether the doctor is a jerk or not. I just had a horrific experience with a new doctor who was totally and inappropriately rude to me. Had I read the other reviews mentioning these charming qualities, I never would have gone to him. We have, I think, time very quickly for one more call. Chris from Ramsey, New Jersey.
Hi, good morning. I wanted to make just a couple of quick points. First, to your last point about asking friends for opinions on doctors, of course, everybody does that, and I'm a fan of having more information versus less, so I definitely welcome the idea of a GAT guide or whatever guide. The other point is that we already have a couple of rating sites out there. One is ratemds.com, and depending on your area, I think it's, you know, somewhat heavily used. So that's one site you can go to. And we have the Castle Connolly Guide, which I don't know if anyone's familiar with, but the New York Magazine also prints like a snapshot of that each year, and the Best Doctor's Guide. A lot of that is all based on, I think.
Right. Well, maybe there's a for-profit model that Zagat's seeing. They're seeing an opportunity. Thank you for your call, Chris, and thanks to everyone who called. Commented on our webpage, WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer, or on our Facebook page. I'm Andrea Bernstein, in for Brian Lehrer, and in a few minutes, we will ask the question, was Abraham Lincoln a racist? That and more of your calls after this.